Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us, brought to you as always by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes as Big Ten and ACC Media Days are going on simultaneously. And you mentioned this in the break. It's like they all got the memo. All the coaches got the memo in both of those conferences to try to take a couple pot shots at the SEC if you get the chance to, which is cool because no one said anything interesting at SEC Media Days. No. So at least these coaches are talking some trash. We'll get back into some Falcons conversation in 20 minutes as well, as we will be at training camp as it gets underway tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 2. I know that Raheem Morris is going to join us at some point in the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow. And, you know, camp coverage begins, man. We'll be out there hanging out. Bunch of different broadcasts from up there over the next handful of weeks, and it all starts tomorrow.
Yeah, man. I just got a text from my wife, Donna, and she said that we've already filled the allotment for the fundraiser. Because obviously my little man's playing football this year, and so everything's a fundraiser. And, I mean, there was so many pieces of paper. I was like, hold on, lady. And this is why it goes back to certain things that, as a husband, you wish your wife was there sometimes. And this was one of those cases where they would give it all this paper. And I just took it all home and put it down. And so she saw it last night. She was like, what's this? I was like, that's the fundraiser thing that we got to sell donuts, or we can just pay the dudes because it's for the dudes. I said, I just told her, I just paid it for the whole dudes. I won't bother nobody with no buying some damn donuts. And so she's like, no. I was like, what do you mean no? She's like, so she called my mama, her mama, and so – I just talked to her, and I said, the boys came through, because she's like, well, why don't you text Andy, Bo, and Abe? I was like, I'm not going to bother them, and Andy don't like Krispy Kremes.
But my family does.
But I didn't take it that way. And she was like, I bet. If you call them and let them know it's for Samson, they're going to do it.
100%.
I'm like, yeah, I know they will. And then she was like, because you know when Lily's back in school now, when this candy bar drives and everything, you know you're going to be right there getting everything from us. So I was like, you know that too. But I was like, I didn't think – I'm talking about that happened – we went to bed about 9:30.
I was, something like that.
About 9:30. Yeah. And it's 15. You got 15 boxes. That fills out the dues. Dude, we're like at 17. We're like 17 already.
Isn't it nice? Isn't it nice to have a village?
Yeah, you know? Man. I was like, look at these people,
isn't
man.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, that's awesome that y'all, and I appreciate you so much, but give them more like, give mom.
I can't wait to help with anything.
Yeah.
Like, all you want to do is help, you know, loved ones and everybody. And again, like, you know, obviously, like you said, you could have done it, but let everybody chip in. Then we feel we're invested, even more so invested.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. But
obviously, we're rooting for Samson to kill it at football.
Yeah.
But now, you know, got 16 bucks in the game.
Yeah, dog.
You know, I feel like a little NIL.
Yeah,
you know,
man. I feel like a little.
You know how you're. I'm a booster.
You're a booster.
I'm finally a booster.
You're a living booster.
This
right
is awesome.
There.
I've always wanted to be a booster.
You're a living damn booster. Yeah. But with that, like when paperwork needs to be done, I am the worst. So I was like, I'm the worst. Like when she tells me to take him to the doctor, I'm like, I always say this, you fill out the paperwork online? Because there's nothing worse than be sitting there just asking a 3-year-old, you allergic to anything?
I know, because it's a little embarrassing sometimes to the stuff you don't know.
Yeah, stuff I don't know.
It's like, what? Oh, okay. I take them because, you know, my wife goes to work really early in the morning. So if there's ever a random, we have to go to the pediatrician for something in the morning, and I don't know the answer to this question.
Yes.
I need to have it written in my phone because I get it wrong every time. What is her primary care physician's name?
I make up something every time.
It's the lady?
Well,
they're all ladies here.
I make up something every time.
Well, she has brown hair?
Yeah.
A doctor. Oh, yep, that's it. Yeah. That's the one.
I make it up every time.
I got it. Come on.
Damn, what?
I got to do better.
Dude. I'm serious, Doc. I pray that that she fills out, and she knows her husband. So if there's paperwork, if there's usually a birthday invite, even if it's given to me, I'll tell her because I forget, and she has to put it in her phone as a reminder that you know that so and so has a whatever. We got this and all that. I was like, yeah, I know. They told me first, knowing damn well I'd have sat around and forgot.
So we, you know, it's right around the corner, right? Like everybody who's listening that has kids knows. School is just a couple of weeks away. This is our first venture into actual school. Like, they've gone to pre-K and preschool and stuff like that, but Lily starts kindergarten. Do you guys have to download a lot of apps?
Yes.
Because this is a lot of apps.
Yes.
What's all the apps?
Because
we got to do all this for.
Like, because we had the Parent Square.
We had something like
and
that.
And we had
there's something for drop off. There's something for there's like after school. There's
it's like three different apps you got to have when it all can be just one.
It's a lot of apps.
Yeah, dog. Well, the Dojo app.
Sure.
Yeah,
it could be one or none.
Yeah, but no,
there was a time.
But that's how they
not that long
they
ago.
They don't call no more.
Where there was no apps.
They don't call anymore. They put everything in there. Just make sure you got your notifications on.
Right, exactly. Because I turn my notifications off on everything.
I have notifications off on everything except for the kids' app, the kids' school apps.
My wife said if you miss a notification, she's been told.
Yes.
If you miss a notification, they get very mad.
Yes. Now, that I don't care.
I don't want anybody mad at me.
Yeah, that I don't care. But, yeah, if say, for instance, you tell you're late to pick up your kid or something.
Right.
Yeah, they send it to the app. They don't call. It's into the app. So if you got your apps on, your damn kid just sitting in school. But you shouldn't forget your school.
Don't forget your kid in school.
Don't forget your kid in school.
Don't forget your kid in school. Like, now your phone's got to be charged.
Yes.
Notifications got to be on. Apps got to be downloaded. Yes. Probably updated.
Yes.
Probably refreshes all the time.
And then a lot of times.
Is my operating system even going to have the space for
an app?
A lot of
times you got to pay it. Oh, no. You got to delete some stuff off that. I did too. Don't take it.
The iPhone 12 probably isn't ready for the new apps.
Don't even take it personally because I had to take off some stuff.
We joined the PTA on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah. It was like $6 or
you
something.
You joined the PTA?
Yeah, I'm a member
There's
of the
There's nothing wrong with the PTA for all y'all PTA parents out there.
I
refuse to be one.
I'm in it, man.
So
I'm a card-carrying member of the Parent Teachers Association.
You got to go to a meeting and stuff?
I don't know when the first one is, but probably.
You are going to be in there. Your wife is going to make you
go
to
the meeting.
Your wife, y'all got to see them little ass chairs or in that stinking ass cafeteria.
So we got, obviously, Lily kindergarten, right? So that's 6 years, K through five, if we live in the same place, which we probably will. And then Jack will be in kindergarten in a couple years. So that's, we have like 8 years where we'll likely be at this elementary school. What would you set the odds at that my wife at some point over the next 8 years holds some, not only in the PTA, but holds some sort of like ranking position?
100%. 100%. Because this is the thing, the way your wife's schedule is, she can do all that.
It's true.
You know, the way Ashley's schedule is, she can go to the afternoon meetings.
Yeah.
She can go to all like because my kids, they love this when they were in kindergarten, first grade, when you go eat lunch with your parent. Go to school. Like, Ashley can do all that.
She can.
Yes, Ashley can do all that stuff. And she will be the vice president of the PTA by the time Lily's in fourth grade. No. By the time Lily's in third grade.
I think that's true. And vice, I mean,
she
becomes
the president. She's coming for president in fifth grade. You know what? Yes, I can see that right now.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, have fun.
It's great.
But you're lucky for you.
So I'll be
luckily
the first,
for you, you're
I'll
working.
Be the first husband.
Lucky for you for working. You'll be working. What do they call the first? They call him the first husband?
There's never been one.
I know, but I'm saying there was.
I think so.
They call him the first
husband? The first lady, right? So it would be the first gentleman?
Yeah, I like gentlemen.
I think.
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you are right. First gentleman.
Maybe someday we'll find out.
I mean, you see that clout, man.
I would love to be the first gentleman of the PTA.
I would love to be the first gentleman of anything. Well, you know what I mean? The first gentleman.
I'll be like
PTA.
Travis Kelce.
Like you get
put a tie on.
You get first dibs on the fruit punch.
I think so. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta wait live for fruit punch and them ginger snaps.
Yeah. You get to go to the vegetable platter before everybody else gets all the good stuff. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Here's the bottom line, okay? We picked up an extra home game, and we play 9 conference games. You know, the two best conferences in college football, any football guy that's objective will tell you, is the Big Ten and the SEC, all right? 12 of the 16 SEC teams play 3 G5 or an FCS game. We figured we'd just adopt SEC scheduling philosophy.
Let me tell you something.
That's Kurt Cignetti.
Let me tell you, Sig.
The playoff, college football playoff head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers.
Let me tell you something, Sig. All right. Y'all got lucky last year. Indiana is not a football school.
Whoa.
All right. You got a blip team that's going to fall back to reality. So, Sig, shut the hell up.
Touch a nerve?
No. I just want to call it up. He's a hell of a football coach.
He's a really good football coach.
He's a hell of a damn football coach.
And they have
coach.
A very favorable schedule.
He's a hell of a football coach, man. But, sometimes it's one of those things where when people like what he's going through and saying what he's saying like that, so that means that they ain't good. Like, my thing, right. You think, and this is my only gripe with the whole going tonight. I know I would love the ninth game because I want to see in the conference play. But you mean to tell me that I'm not as good as your conference because I play one less game? Like,
right. Really? I don't think anybody in their right mind would say that.
Yeah, that's my only thing. I want a ninth game.
I'm of the same mind when this conversation comes up where it's like, all right, you know, quabble over this, quabble over that. I understand why argue over this, that, whatever. I understand why the conference commissioners care. I guess I understand why the head coaches care to a certain extent. But what are you trying to say? That, like, an SEC schedule is not a hard schedule?
I don't know.
Or the flip side, what is someone trying to say when they look at a Big Ten schedule? That those teams don't play hard teams? Like, those are the two hardest conferences in America.
Yeah.
There's really good teams in both.
But that's what
sometimes, because of the size of the conferences right now, on a given year, you're going to have, like last year, you're going to have like an Indiana schedule where you're favorable. Or you're going to have like a Missouri schedule this year that's favorable. A couple of years from now, it's going to be really hard. Like, it's going to switch.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I just don't understand the angst when you say, well, they only play eight. Okay, what are you saying? Because they only play eight, meaning – like, they got it easier because they don't play eight conference games? Right. Are you mean telling me that one game is going to be the deciding factor whether they're in the playoffs or not? No. I mean, you have the point where my thing with the nine is that, like, you don't get to see the matchups you want and for, like, 10 years.
Exactly.
You know, that I don't like that part about it. And I don't like the fact – and I know why you play these – you know, these checks for these schools, it takes care of their athletic department and all that. I don't really care about that no more. I want to see Georgia play better teams.
Right.
I don't want to see them play Marshall to start the year. I want to see them play like they did last year. I want to see them play Clemson. Me personally as a fan, that's what I want to see. But for people to keep taking, I just don't understand what you think you're accomplishing by saying that. Are you saying so it's soft? Are you telling me that Indiana could come into the SEC and would be one of the top teams? Right. There's no freaking way.
Right.
There's no freaking way. He's a damn good football coach. I would never take anything away from him.
Here's the other thing I would say about him is yes, he's a very good football coach.
Yeah.
That's also very on brand. Like he talks.
Yes.
He talks trash.
Yes. He's a yapper.
Yeah, he's a yapper.
He's a yapper, which he is. And rightfully so, whatever, because I don't want to make it seem like because this man can coach his ass off. But miss me with that, though.
Yeah.
Miss me with that.
My take, I'm with you on all of that. It's like, what's your point, really? But then also, there's really no downside to saying that stuff. Like, they're not going to have a worse season because he went and said this stuff. Probably won't have a better season either. Fans love it.
Yeah.
Indiana fans love it. Like, first, like, pep rally he went to, or whatever you want to call it, first time he took a microphone as a head coach of Indiana, he's in the middle of their basketball arena talking about how Ohio State's run is over.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Now, that's not true.
Didn't they play Ohio State?
And they got beat.
Yes.
Handily.
What? Yeah.
But,
again,
not the point.
Not the point.
The point is.
That's right. Because when.
The fans love it.
When game day or somebody.
They went.
They all went to that game.
No. I think game day went when they beat Washington. They beat Washington and Indiana. I think the Ohio State game was in Columbus.
Okay. But yeah.
And they got pretty well smoked.
Yeah, because
in that game.
Because that's where they are in the totem pole of the big guys. Like, you're talking about the top heavy and all these things of each league. You're not a part of the top.
You're not. Now they made the playoffs.
They made the playoffs. Again, they had an outstanding year.
Yeah.
And even as outstanding as that year was, nobody looks at Indiana as one of the top tier teams in the Big Ten.
No one does.
Nobody does. And so, but he's with the schedule they got, could they have a repeat season? Yeah, they probably could.
They could.
But I don't think so.
You think they're going to fall off?
Yep. Yep.
Probably.
Yep.
Indiana.
Because it's Indiana.
Because here's the thing about a favorable schedule. Indiana's had a favorable schedule for 30 years.
Yep. And what happened?
Nothing.
Yeah.
They haven't been. When they had Michael Penix a couple years back, they were pretty good until he got hurt.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, Old Dominion.
Uh-huh.
Kennesaw State.
L.
Shout out to all our Kennesaw State listeners.
L. That's right.
Indiana State. Illinois is supposed to be pretty good. They play them
Indiana
on September
State 20th. I thought once Bird left, Indiana State left.
Now Sycamores are still going strong. They play Oregon in Eugene. Uh-huh. That's an L. They play Penn State at Penn State. That's an L. But the rest of them, they could probably win them.
You think it's James Franklin here?
No, but I think they'll beat Indiana. No, I don't think Penn State's going to win a national championship. But I think they'll beat Indiana in that game on November 8th. All right, we'll come back. Falcons training camp gets underway tomorrow. We got a handful of different Falcons headlines and topics to get to after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's nothing better than our friend Santas.
What do we got, Dylan?
Yeah.
Dylan paying you to play
Dylan
music
paying
today?
You to pay this right here? But yeah, remember Steve Holman said this? You don't remember the clip? Was, oh, God. That was one of the greatest things.
What did he say?
When Steve Holman was like, call me on my cell phone.
Oh,
in the middle of a call.
Yeah.
One of the greatest
I
things.
I remember
ever.
That.
One of the greatest things. Yeah, that's, yeah, because, you know, Slaughter's here. So, you know, and that's the greatest thing about where we work. Everybody has their own vibe as far as the bumpers.
Vibe.
But, yeah, that was all Dylan right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dylan slipped him a 20.
Yeah, hey, man.
We all know Dylan is the leader of the Drake for Everything campaign.
Yes, he
Drake
is.
Mafia.
Yes, he is. Drake Mafia. It is led by Dylan. Dylan. Reason one.
He's got a whole like PowerPoint presentation
Phone. Of why Drake's not going to fall off. Not the fact that Drake is one of the best artists in the world, but because the haters said he would fall off, Andy. My goodness gracious. Yeah, so you can do a side of that.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're not losing.
They're not losing. Both teams had the bases loaded in the first inning. Both pitchers threw 30 plus pitches in the first inning. Yep. The first inning combined took 35 minutes and neither team scored.
Yep. Luck's been warning about the news.
Verlander and Strider just out there putting
dueling.
On a show.
They're dueling out there, Buck. So yeah, it looks like it's going to be one of them damn afternoons. By the time I get home, it's the fourth inning. By the time I get home, it'll be the fifth.
I'll say this, just from like a Braves perspective right now. If you're not going to score a bunch of runs like they did the other night, at least have the games go fast. You know? There's no reason to be staying up till 10:15 to watch what this team's doing, especially on days like today when Ronald Acuña's not even in the
lineup. Yeah, man. Get him in and get him out of there.
At least Strider's pitching, so there's something fun to watch. But, like, yeah, man, it's tough times right now for the Atlanta Braves.
I love a quote from Fran Brown. Fran Brown on the height of Syracuse recruiting class. I think big people beat up little people.
I think, yeah. It's a good.
It's very simple.
It's a very,
it's very, very
good,
true.
Simple yes. football.
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah. Big people will always beat little people.
That's smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. The biggest thing I think with recruiting is it the money aspect of it or is it like the retention of the player right now?
I think that it's both, but I think retention only matters if you have good players. Like that's why when who was it? Dillingham said that at Arizona State.
Yep.
He said recruiting isn't blah, whatever. It's not what it is, what it used to be, and all that. It's like, well, that's what you say because you have the 78th recruiting class in America. Like you don't because you suck at it.
Yeah.
Like you guys have some money to throw out to get some transfers, and then you want to keep them.
Right.
He said retention is bigger than. I bet Kirby doesn't think that.
Hell no.
Kirby needs to get these guys in there. Now he wants to retain them too.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. He would be so flippant in saying that retention is...
If they got the number one class.
Yeah.
If they got a top 20 class.
Kirby just grinded for 2 months to take his 2026 class from something like 25th in rankings to second.
Yeah.
And it's going to be first when they get a couple more guys signed. Like, I know we don't cover recruiting on this show. Like some people do, but... The reason George has been so good for all these years at Kirby is
it's not because
of his recruiting.
Yeah.
And that's also true of all these programs. Like all the programs that win national championships over the last 20 years, since they've had these like blue chip indexes and all this kind of stuff, no team has ever been lower than, I think, 75% 4 and 5 stars and won a national championship.
Did I know that?
You don't win national championships without those guys.
Oh, I agree with that.
Like you can. You know, there's great stories of Jordan Davis's and Stetson Bennett's and whatever, like 3-star guys and lower that become really great players. But, you know, we get to talk about those stories because he's surrounded by
like
5-star
players.
You know what I mean? The Ohio State's team last year was all 5-stars.
Yes.
It was all of them. Like, and Michigan 2 years ago, they had 16 guys get drafted into the NFL. Georgia, the 2 years before that, had like 29 guys between 2 drafts get drafted into the NFL. Like, and most of those guys were recruited,
yeah.
You know? Like, the reason Georgia is still thought of as one of the best teams in the country right now, while being a relative unknown as far as some of this talent, is because all this talent was top-end 5-star talent coming in. So, yeah, I don't know. Recruiting's just as important as it's ever been, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I would never, ever downplay that fact of recruiting is where it is, because it is. But then you see different – I saw this great clip with Rusty, and he was talking about the knock off the nasty part of recruiting and everything and how like high school coaches aren't getting calls about their current players.
Yeah.
They're getting calls about players they have at another school already.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that's what I'm talking and that's why I was like, yeah, it just
now I think that part of it levels the playing field from a year to year basis a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like I think you can have a one off who has really good couple years or 1 year even in the transfer portal and could compete. Like Washington. Washington, when they were in the national championship game a couple of years ago, a lot of those guys went on to be NFL draft picks, but a lot of those guys transferred in. Yeah. Like, they didn't have – they would have been the first team in the modern era to win a national championship without that blue chip recruiting ratio, whatever you want to call it. They would have been the outlier. They didn't win. They got beat by the team that had better talent, deeper talent, and was a better football team. By the way, Georgia is one of, like, the four teams in the country this year that qualifies for that in terms of the 4 and 5 stars that they have on the roster. Even though they're young,
there's
still,
a lot of
the roster is still – I think it's 82% of the roster is those guys, or 78% or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, that's why they're them.
Yeah.
You know? That's why Indiana's never going to do it. Like, they can have a good year. Maybe they'll have 2 good years, whatever. But once you get far enough along, and that's what the playoff is, maybe you can win a game or you get a bye or something like that. But once you get into a game with Ohio State, then Ohio State boat races you.
Yes.
Once you get into a game with Texas right now, or Georgia, or Notre Dame, or any of these teams that have that level of recruiting, they're going to beat you.
Yeah, you get your ass smacked.
Yeah.
All right, we can talk Falcons now. I'm just curious. I saw it because it came out on the screen.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
it came out on the screen, so I wouldn't ask you.
I don't know. I hate that that's true, what you're saying about high school coaches getting calls about guys that are already in college at other places. I think, you know, obviously that part of it has gotten – is different and is – it's hurting, I think, high school kids. It's hard for high school kids, especially kids that aren't 4 and 5 stars, mm-hmm. to find places to go and play, and then the transfer portal kind of is what it is. But, yeah, I mean – that's why the powers that be in college football will remain the powers that be in college football.
They ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. I mean,
SMU's coming, though. But SMU can afford to come.
Yeah, if they can recruit like that. If they can get those guys to go there, which they probably can because they can pay them. So I guess it's kind of both if you're paying like that. All right. We'll be at training camp tomorrow, broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Raheem Morris is going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour, so we'll be able to ask him a whole bunch of questions about his team coming in. From what I've seen, it looks like everybody's there.
Yes.
I never thought McGarry.
I never thought anybody was not going to be there.
Well, I haven't either. But, you know, Pitts was missed some stuff, but he was there today. But I think McGarry's there, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's the reason for. There's no reason for him not to be there, unless there's a personal issue or something, like contract-wise.
Because that's what it was with the mandatory minicamp.
There's no reason for him not to be there. You know, so you're like all hands on deck. You know, everybody's here. Seems like there's not anything that's gonna, you know, as far as injuries. I mean, again, we know what the offseason was with Kyle, but he looked healthy, looked ready to go, and hopefully that's the case. Usually we'll figure out already if who's going to be on the PEP. I don't see any of the Falcons on it. Maybe one. Maybe Troy Anderson, maybe.
Yeah, I hope not.
Maybe Troy Anderson. But other than that, no, this team is healthy and ready to roll.
Yeah, that's a question we'll ask tomorrow, just about the health generally of Troy Anderson coming off of what he dealt with last year. I don't know. That's really important. That's really – like him being healthy. I know Divine Diablo was signed and is a guy they like and all that, but like – you want both those guys to be healthy going into the season.
Yeah.
This is a really big, I know, because the focus is going to be on Kyle Pitts in year 5 and the draft selection and all that where he was. And
these are your top 10 players.
But this is a big year for Troy Anderson, too. Really big.
His last year on his rookie deal, all those different things, man. And then, like you said, he wasn't no fifth-round pick.
No, he was a second-round
pick. Second-round pick that when he's playing, especially after his first year, he started learning and everything like that and playing faster because it was an adjustment from where he was playing, the level of competition, anything you want to say. But this dude can play at this level. He ain't stayed healthy at this level, Bunk. And that's going to be the biggest thing with him going forward is can he stay healthy, because he's so important when he's out there. Because he's the best three-down backer that they have, because he is a three-down mm-hmm. linebacker. He can play the run. He can cover. He can do all those things that make – I mean, that all the greats – all the good linebackers in his league can do. But the other ones, they stay healthy.
Yeah.
Fred Warner, well, I'm never put him in the same category as Fred Warner or Roquan.
I mean, you can't. Because he just hasn't played enough to get that kind of accolade or comparison. But if he was on the field, maybe we could at least talk about what we think of him. Yeah. You know, it's just hard to really say for sure because he just hasn't played enough.
Yeah, Roquan, we didn't mention it in the NFL No Huddle, but Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. Congratulations to him, man, retiring, you know, after, boy, just – like, you want to talk about just life saved. Like, when we talk about football saves people, damn sure saved this young man. So, yeah, but he was a hell of a player. Decided, you know, right before training camp. And a lot of times, well, it could be, you know, I'm going to go through this this summer, take time with my family, make the decision. Or it could be like, this team's sorry as hell. I don't want to waste my time playing.
Let's just assume it was that.
Because he's home.
Since we sit in Atlanta, let's assume that he just got to camp and was like, oh, these guys suck.
Who the hell is this guy?
I don't want to play for these guys.
What's the quarterback name?
Yeah, Shuck.
Shuck?
That rhymes with suck. Yeah, I don't want to play with that guy.
I don't know if I want to play with that. So, hey, Mickey. Yeah, I'm straight.
We're good.
Yeah, I'm
sending the papers over.
He done made plenty of money. He's at home. He's down from New Orleans, so he's at home. But, yeah, good for him. I loved watching him play because it's like he was always making a damn play.
Now,
outside of the SEC championship game, because he dropped that damn ball at the one yard line. I don't care. But, yeah, great career.
Yeah, it is always interesting when guys make the decision right now, especially if the team was kind of like maybe counting on having him, you know?
Yeah.
But I get it. Like, you've been in the league that long. Your body probably just hurts everywhere. You take the summer to be like, all right, let's try to get as close to back to normal as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if it's like one last conditioning push or something like that. And you're like, nah, to hell with this.
Hell with this.
I think we're good. Let's just go relax. Let's try to let our body feel better. It's going to take 5 years to get it back.
Yeah, man.
So, let's try to relax.
And that's usually what happens when you talk about just players retiring. I've been there. I've seen veterans retire. I remember Big Trey retired. Trey was like, man, damn this, man.
You think Eddie Goldman's going to retire again?
Is he still here?
I don't know.
Oh, like, boy.
I played last year.
Yeah, but that was the thing. Eddie came in, and Eddie's a big dude, so he's probably out of shape and everything like that. Couldn't feel like he was himself, so he took maybe a year to work on his body, work on his health, and then like, okay, let me get myself in shape. Probably call up this guy, call Terry, tell him I'm ready to play. You know, and guys like – you don't need a lot of guys like that, but you need guys like that.
He does still play, but not for the Falcons. Commanders.
Oh. That's not Dan Quinn's guy, though.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Just a big body.
Just a big body guy. But you need big bodies. You need at least two of them, maybe even just one. But you got to have that guy that you can just put over the nose and just hold down the whole A-gap.
That is an interesting part of the discussion, though, headed into training camp for the Falcons is like, you know, we're kind of having fun with the Eddie Goldman retirement. Not retirement, will he play, won't he play kind of stuff. He's not here either. Like, he was a big part of that depth on the defensive line last year and a veteran player. They don't have a lot of that.
Nope.
Like, David Onyemata's the veteran.
Yes.
Right? And he's a good player. Didn't have a great year last year, but had his first year here was good. Other than that, everybody's young and unproven.
But we always say, a lot of people, before they got their opportunity where they are now as far as the pecking order on a team, starter, back, or everything like that, everybody got it started. You got to start somewhere, Bunk.
That's true.
You got to start somewhere.
Before you're proven, you're unproven.
You're unproven. Exactly. You got to start somewhere.
And it's not like it was all that great last year with guys that were veterans anyway.
Say it one more time for the people in the back.
Not been a very good defensive line.
Good last year.
Maybe these guys will be proven soon. All right, we'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines open, 404-726-0929. Call us up and ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. What? Couple phone lines available. 404-726-0929 if you want to get on hold and ask us a question. We'll start with Vince, who's in Gwinnett County. Hey, Vince.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you guys. The best investment I've ever made was lawn care because I used to do that. It take about 2 hours. Man, what's the best investment you ever made? Because $200 a month, man, it's the best investment you ever make.
Thank you, Vince.
What you think?
Vince happy to have hired a lawn service to mow the lawn for him.
Greatest thing ever.
I like mowing the lawn.
I mean, a lot of people do. My mother likes mowing lawn.
Yeah.
My mom.
Kind of like
we
it.
We got that ride lawnmower down there. So, yeah, she enjoys it. Best investment. Man.
Is that really an investment?
Some people it is. Some, because you talk about he said $200 a month. You can do something else with that $200 a month.
Well, I know what I'm saying. Like, but he pays the people to mow his lawn. Mm-hmm. That's more like a transaction.
Well, no,
than an
but you know, it's an investment that you don't got to sweat.
Right.
That's what you got
to
do.
I guess if he's using that time to do something else to make money, I guess. You know what I mean? I guess sometimes people use the word investment.
I understand.
I'm not trying to be a jerk to Vince.
I understand what you're saying.
I understand what he's saying, too, because there are definitely times like this time of year when I'm out there mowing my lawn. It's like, it'd be nice if somebody else was doing this. This would really be nice to have somebody else doing it.
Man.
Someday we'll get there. We're not there yet.
I'm thinking best investment.
Honda Element.
I mean, there it is.
2008.
There it is right there.
Although the check engine light came on this morning. Although, is that an investment either? I bought it. Like, it's a purchase.
But, see, there you go with all the technicalities.
Yeah.
Best investment. I'm going to tell you.
I don't have any
the air fryer.
Okay.
The air fryer. I love that thing. I'm on my third one.
And then it saves you money on buying food out.
Yes. Or not having to really watch food cook. Just throw it in the air fryer. Beep, beep, beep. And go about your business.
I guess, like, the real answer to that question for me would be, like, my dad teaching me how to build stuff.
Okay.
Like, and how to fix stuff.
There you go.
So I don't have to pay somebody else when we need, like, our deck done or something like that.
You went all the way. So, not something else. To have a deck done.
Yeah. Like, I built a deck. It would have cost... I got a quote. It was going to cost $22,000.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. The guy quoted us $22,000.
We're talking about
the side deck
by the kitchen.
Yeah. Now, we bumped it out and made it bigger and all that.
But still, $22,000? Are you kidding me?
I did it for $1,700.
$22,000?
So that's an investment, right?
Hell yeah, it is. What kind of deck, dude, this was?
He was doing some fancy stuff.
Oh.
I was like, I don't need all that. Like, under railing lights.
You know what that was? That was like, you remember, because Mike Bell did the promo for them early on that did all the home installation and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I called him up, come to the house when we first bought the house, the hookup stuff. And he gave me that call. I was like, what the hell is wrong with your ass? And he was a nice dude there, but he told me, and I was like,
no, the guy was really nice that came to our house. He sent me a really nice presentation. I felt so bad because he spent so much time on it. I was like, we should have had a different conversation up front.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, how much were you thinking you wanted to spend? And I told him, and then he never returned another text message.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, all right, I think I'm probably going to learn how to fix decks then.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I don't need speakers on the seat.
You know, yeah, we don't.
I don't need.
I just want to remove the rotten wood and put new wood on
that's
it.
That's it.
That's all I want to do. We don't need to.
Yeah,
I
know.
I couldn't believe
Damn.
It.
Damn.
But I'm sure it would have been really nice and all that. Cavassier is in Stone Mountain.
Andy and Randy.
Hello, sir.
I wanted to call you guys and let you know, first off, R.I.P. to Cheese. And I'm a long-time listener, man. And I did just want to let you guys know that y'all were talking about Cognac and Cavassier today. And I wanted to call in and let you know that my name is Cavassier King.
Cavassier King.
So we wondered, because we were talking about if there was anybody named Cavassier that had a relative named Divine. Do you have any relatives named Divine? I hung up
on
Yes,
sir.
Oh, you
my mom, she named me. I'm listening to you guys, too, and on the phone, so I didn't think I was going to get through, man. I missed the question, Randy.
That's all right.
Oh, that's all right.
That's all right.
Thank you, Cavassier.
What happened, Chief? Did ever because I know that because I mean we just saw him.
Yeah, he was at the Father's Day.
At the Father's Day thing.
Yeah, Father's Day.
And you know,
I don't know.
And rest in peace to him. I'm curious if anybody who had happened to him.
If you were gonna be named after your favorite drink,
I'm not gonna be called Bush.
Bush was a name.
Ooh, nobody's name it. Bush is the first name.
Uh huh. Yeah, there was a guy named Bush Hamden.
Where
he was a football either coach or quarterback.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what school, but yeah, Bush. And then Bush is a last name.
I know Bush is definitely a last name, but I'm like, Bush?
Who's Bush Hamden? Bush Hamden is a coach, American football coach, offensive coordinator for University of Kentucky right now.
Did not know that.
Yeah, Bush Hamden.
I thought his name was Butch.
Nope, Bush.
Oh, I did not. Oh, I always thought his name was Bush.
Yeah, no, that man's name is Bush Hamden.
I did not know that. I thought it was Butch.
So there, you could be named Bush.
I could be. I could. How do you spell it? Like the beer?
Nah, there's no C in there.
Oh.
Just B-U-S-H.
Kind of soft.
You need the C to toughen it up a little bit.
You need to toughen up that bush.
What would my name be? Water. We can't go water bunker. Kombucha bunker?
Kombucha?
I've been drinking a lot of kombucha lately. Gotta get your gut right.
Yes,
Rob, Rob's in Northwest Georgia. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was going to talk about an investment that I made one time that turned out pretty good. I bought this guy's entire vintage G.I. Joe collection for about $1,500.
All right.
And I pieced it out, sold it over a little period of time, and profited about $8,000.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Hell
now, that's
yeah.
an investment.
Hell yeah.
That's a nice investment.
Hell yeah.
Oh, right, guys, have a good day.
All right, brother. You
Thank
too,
you,
man.
Rob.
Yeah. But hell yeah, dog. You get that. Anytime you can make money like that, because that's the thing about it. What he's probably said, people probably looked at that as just junk. Junk G.I. Joe.
Right.
But he did his due diligence.
A lot of times people don't know what they have.
That's a true, you know? That is a true thing right there. But,
you can find, we used to do this when I was younger, like you can find pretty nice golf clubs at thrift stores sometimes, mm-hmm. like old putters or old wedges or whatever. My brother found the whole set of Hogan Apex irons, like old school ones. Bought them at whatever it was, Goodwill for nothing, and sold them on eBay for like $300.
I believe.
So, yeah, you can do that. You can turn a little profit. 404-726-0929. We need some more phone calls in order to make the AMA work. I bought a Toyota Camry from a friend's neighbor for a really good price and drove it for a couple of years mm-hmm. and then sold it for more than I bought it for.
Yeah, man, damn Camrys can ride.
Camrys will last.
My pimp still got a whole Camry, and although I was in grade school when my pimp got that damn Toyota Camry, still got to this day. So, I mean, no, Avalon. That's what it is. Avalon. So, yeah. Toyotas last a long time. They're going to ride. And then eventually a wheel will fall off, and then
yeah.
you got to go get another.
But that's what you do. You just ride it till the wheels fall off. That's what I'm going to do with the Honda Element. Now I'm getting requests to fix people's decks.
Really?
No, I'm not going to do that.
No.
But I mean, I did it. That was just the cost of materials.
Yeah. Oh, that was because the labor part.
I don't charge yourself labor.
You know
what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. But you're going to charge labor, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
but I guess if I was, I would. My brother helped me, and I paid him in beer.
What of the 22 was labor?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't look at the itemized.
I was just curious. I'm like, what of the? What?
I just saw the number, and I was like, well, we're gonna have to.
And I feel bad
because this guy knows.
Because I'm one
possible.
Of those people. Like, if I get an estimate on something, and people do a great job of presenting the estimate to me, I mean, it's laid out, emails, all this different stuff, and I'm just like, oh man, I feel like, oh man, that's a beautiful thing.
No, I know. I felt bad.
But, no,
I was
I'm
like,
good.
This guy spent a lot of time putting this together, and there was like some program that he used so I could see pictures of what it would look like.
Right.
I was like, that looks really good.
Right.
Looks really good.
What?
The
nerve.
Maybe next time.
The nerve, though.
Maybe next
time. The nerve.
No, I'm sure it would have been worth $22,000. Clearly, you know. I don't think he was trying to gash me on prices. I do think sometimes because, we live on a street where people maybe could spend $22,000 on a deck, but then obviously we're not those people. I think sometimes people just look at the zip code or look at like the location and they're like, all right, we can charge these guys this.
Yeah.
I had a roof guy one time tell me that. He was like, yeah, you got that quote because people just looked at the block you live on. And they were like, I was like, well, they should have looked at the house I live in. The smallest house on the block.
I did that.
Bree is in Woodstock. Hey, Bree.
Hey, you guys. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I don't really have a whole question. I just wanted to know, one of you guys is sitting in a really squeaky chair today, and I just wanted to know who it was.
You know what, Bree? It's not a squeaky chair. Thank you for calling. I have this little pen that I use, and I fiddle with it.
Yes.
And I've been called out for this before on Twitter by listeners, and then I try to do better.
Right.
But then I forget, and it's like a little nervous tick or something. I don't know if it's nervous, but it's like almost like a fidget spinner sort of thing. And so can you hear that?
Oh, dude.
No, I think she's talking about the fact that Randy moves his mic every 30 seconds.
I think that could be.
Yeah. That's what she hears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That right there.
Yeah, that's it.
Hang on.
Right there.
Do it. Oh, that. Yeah, okay, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, because I adjust.
Randy's a mic mover.
I adjust so much how I'm sitting all the time. So, yeah, that's probably me. So, I'm sorry, Bree. I told him a couple of years ago, put some WD-40 on it.
Yeah, just
and we have not gotten none of that. But I'll tell you who does it and where I think I got that habit from was Carl Duke, because Carl does it a lot.
Yes.
Carl's a big mic mover. He's a big mic mover. And everything like that. And so I think I got that from Carl, because I sit so low, but yet I'm always moving in my seat.
It is funny. Like, I'll watch people sometimes that are doing the show, and you're moving the microphone this way, that way. Some people will always tighten these things up, these little screws that the microphone is attached to the stand in. Like, do you think the mic's going to fall? Like, you think somebody came in here and unscrewed it while you were in the middle of that last question?
I don't know.
I guess I'm a pen fidgeter, not a mic fidgeter.
We got the training camp thing for tomorrow. Obviously, the media entry, y'all entry, says the media entry starts at 8.
How were you going to get in at?
I'm going to go around the side. Roz, practice from 9:30 to 10. Post-practice interviews. Mike, who was that? Allie. I'm sorry. It says Allie. But the morning shift, they're going to have Drake London. Steakhouse will have Darnell Moody.
Wonderful.
Carl and Mike, they're going to have Michael Penix tomorrow.
Cool.
And we will have Raheem Morris live.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great way to start camp.
Yeah, man.
Some good people to talk to.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, they brought out the big guys for the first day.
We didn't talk to Kirk Cousins ever last year.
No.
We didn't talk to Desmond Ridder ever the year before that. Mm-mm. We did talk to Marcus Mariota.
We did.
In one of my all-time favorite interviews we've ever had.
You just can't leave that alone.
It's one of my favorite interviews.
All I said was, do you think y'all are going to cover?
You did.
That's all I said.
You did. I know.
I never, and still to this day, this man went on a—
He was so mad.
He was so mad. He went on a Portland area freaking radio and radio interview and brought that up.
He did.
There's some guy in Atlanta.
He was like, these guys in Atlanta, the disrespect.
Yeah.
They didn't cover, Randy.
They didn't cover, but I didn't mean it. Like, I was just trying to have fun.
It was great.
And I think,
what's funny to me I don't think you've ever asked anyone else a gambling question ever before.
Because I don't remember interviewing anybody that Georgia was playing.
Right.
And you know that's the only reason I asked it. And
I
don't think it was going to get the traction that it got. But it did because of you.
Because I laughed so hard.
Yes.
It was like a 17-point spread, and you asked the greatest player in Oregon football history if he thought that they could cover.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
The look on his face was like, cover?
Cover.
I think we have a great chance to win. Fast forward, 49-3.
No, you're never going to. They were never going to win.
Fast forward, 49-3.
They were never going to win.
49-3, Marcus Mariota quits the team.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of
what
the day.
What was closer?
So many achievements.
Oregon to beating Georgia or Marcus Mariota to having a good tenure in Atlanta.
Hey, man.
He was the NFC Player of the Week 1 week.
Yes, and he completed 8 passes. What was it, 11 passes?
I think it was 11 for 14.
Wasn't he 11 for 11 or something?
Something like that.
Something like that,
13 to 14, something like that.
Yeah, get out of here. A new word, BB smells.
Oh.
And like Andy said, you got to protect your gut.
SMU can afford to come.
See, there you go, man.
Never go to Randy's house if he invites you to play Uno.
Yeah.
And neither one of these guys know anything about their children. Nothing. They don't know the doctors. They don't know their vaccines. They don't know what they're allergic to.
I'm true. That's true. I'm going to try by.
So I got all these apps.
I'm going to try by air fryer.
All right.
What's she swallowing up for? Oh, the peanut butter?
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. We'll be in Flowery Branch at that point. Have a great rest of your day.